ವಂಚಕಲ್ಪಾತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಾಣಪ್ರಭು ಫಾರ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ರಿಜುವಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಹೆವಿ ಲಂಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ my topic is actually it's a prime example of what Prabhu was asking, going beyond your faith. About 3 weeks ago Guru Maharaj called me and said, asked Sangh Thakur, I forgot to put you get you a topic and I have to send it out tomorrow. So select a topic and send me. And I'm giving you until, so in 18 hours or so. So I was thinking, this is definitely beyond my faith, whatever the faith that I had in myself. But in any way, I think, then I was thinking, what would I do, what should I speak about? And typically, normally Guru Maharaj asks for 2 or 3 topics and then we kind of discuss back and forth. So I didn't have many options. So then I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada, in terms of how he inspires us on a regular basis, day-to-day basis. So even though I wasn't qualified to speak on this topic, but I thought I can learn so many things with so many of the devotees who spoke before me. So over the last two days, actually, I think there was so much discussed and so much covered. So I was thinking that maybe we should take the opportunity to use this session as the testing session. So it's going to be a quiz program. Surprise quiz. So basically we'll see what you are taking home, because this is the last session other than Guru Maharaj's remaining 2 classes. So, and I think there was so many topics covered on the faith, and so let's see how much faith you have in what you are taking home. let's start with the first question. So what is faith? What did you learn? What is faith? Shatrup Mataji. Wonderful. Anybody else? Oh, the question.
One small.
Two more times. Actually, this is a very important definition that Guru Maharaj mentioned. So Everybody should hear 2 times.
Maharaj mentioned this, quoted this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shraddha Sabde Vishwas Kohe, that verse. Faith is something, or a firm conviction on one principle or something, that if I just follow this, everything else will follow.
Yeah, all the other desires will be fulfilled. Okay, who? Anybody else? Mataji, this one. Prabhu, sir, the points are, you're losing points. I mean, I said this is a quiz program, so.
In Bhagavad Gita 241, which is Maharaj's favorite verse, Maharaj mentioned that, and not in this retreat, but before, there is a line that unflinching trust in something sublime. Mm. So that is faith. That is how the faith is described there in that purport.
Very good. Very good. Anybody from Prabhu's? Huh? Open book. Very nice. So it's the dictionary definition of faith is unquestioning belief in God, unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence. And of course, we have heard as as we have heard over the last couple of days. It's the complete trust in God, in His actions and promises. And basically, we are willing to accept the authority of Guru and Scripture on faith and mold our life's principles around their teachings. And of course, what is faith? Faith is it's not that when we say faith, it's not inferior to cultivating knowledge. So it's basically having faith is not opposed to being reasonable. It's not being sentimental. And faith is necessary even in our material life. So as Mataji was saying, faith, as Prabhupada describes in the 241 in the purport, it's unflinching trust in something sublime. That's what Prabhupada defines, faith. So, again, we also talked about initial faith versus fixed faith over the last couple of days. Different speakers gave different suggestions or ideas on what are those faiths. So what is the initial faith? How do one get initial faith? Yeah? Okay, Jagadanand Prabhu. No. I'm not discriminating.
Faith is intrinsic to the soul.
Faith is intrinsic.
But it is awakened in the company of associates, in the company of devotees.
Okay.
So from another devotee, that faith is, that is dormant, is awakened.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yes, Mati. Yeah, Prabhu mentioned Radha Krishna Prabhu. This
Bhakti
one.
Sukriti and Ajnata Sukriti.
So it's Bhakti Sukriti or Ajnata Sukriti. Anybody else? Yes, Mati.
Initial faith is something that just the trust or belief that there is something higher. Mm-hmm. Just that there is something higher and I want to know about it.
Mm. Very good. Accepting the higher authority. Okay. So, and also, sorry, anybody else? I think Guru Maharaj also mentioned in the yesterday's morning class, I think, basically it's somebody coming into a temple, just somebody distributed a book at an event, or somebody gave some prasadam, and so they come and they're able to feel good about what's going on. So that's where initial faith, and it's basically, it can be said that it's a kind of favorable curiosity, something enough to bring them in the association of devotees. So it could be because of the Ajnata Sukriti, or it could be Bhakti Sukriti, because of something happened in the past, in the previous life, or it could be because association of devotees. Somehow they came in contact with association of devotees. And what is fixed? So fixed faith is defined as conviction that cannot be changed. So that's the firm faith, basically. And so a devotee with, what happens to a devotee with such faith? He feels that if he can attain Krishna consciousness, all his desires will be fulfilled. That, as Mataji was saying from the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse, as Guru Maharaj was mentioning. Basically, once, if they have the firm faith, Krishna Shabde, right? So once they have that firm faith, then they will be able to, all other desires will be fulfilled. And also they may, I guess when you have firm faith or when you have fixed faith, it doesn't mean that you are at the highest level of the faith. I mean, because as Guru Maharaj was saying that there could be all the different 9 stages of devotional service are basically associated with a different level of faith. So they may not have attained the goal, but they have the firm conviction in what they need to do and what is the goal. right? And what is the importance of reaching that goal? In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Srila Prabhupada describes real independence means complete faith in the mode conditions of matter. So if we want to be really independent, then we have to completely depend on the Lord. So the next question is, why faith? What is the need for faith? Anybody? Why do we need to have faith in the first place? To carry us forward, yeah? Yeah, everything is based on faith. To reach a goal, yeah? It's for a devotional service standpoint, it's basically the backbone. And like as Guru Maharaj was saying, out of all the nine processes of devotional service, faith is it's based on different level of faith. So it's a vital for the discharge of our devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita 9.3, Lord Krishna says that those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So basically, you are going to, if you don't follow, if you don't have faith or if you don't develop the faith, then you are going to go on in the cycle of birth and death. And also, without faith, we cannot attain Krishna. That's what Prabhupada says. Faith is developed by associating with devotees. Without such association, we cannot become fully faithful. So that's very important aspect of faith. And in Bhagavad Gita 440, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For their doubting soul there is, for the doubt happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So this is the verse that we were speaking about from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha shraddhe vishwasakahe sudhruda nischaya krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krutahaya. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. So if we follow, if we commit to the firm faith, then everything else, it's like, I think last year we were discussing on the acceptance of failure topic. And Guru Maharaj was saying that if you are dependent on Krishna in the spiritual activities, then all the material things are like shadows. So shadow will not go anywhere. I mean, it will follow. So all the material things will be taken care of. And Prabhupada actually gives a nice example in one of his letters to Hrishikesh Maharaj. If you get 1,000 rupees, 10 rupees is already there. So if you get Krishna, then you get all perfection. So you don't have to worry about 10 rupees if you already have 1,000 rupees. So next thing is degrees of faith. So we also discussed about, I think several devotees spoke about the degrees of faith, and even Guru Maharaj also mentioned yesterday. So what are the degrees of faith? Yes, Prabhu, Jagdananda Prabhu.
Soft and pliable in the Kanishta stage.
Uh-huh.
Then firm and then absolute.
Absolute.
It's not a bucket, it's a spectrum.
So the way it is, I guess we can classify them, is the lowest type of, which is only enough faith to bringle this. And of course, it's not based on scriptural knowledge. So like somebody, you met a devotee on a Sankirtan, and then they came to the temple. So they have some faith. That is the lowest. And what is the disadvantage with that kind of faith? we'll talk about that, those things in the later slides. But, and the second type is, as Prabhu mentioned, it's firmer faith, which is, we may not be completely conversant with the scripture, but we believe that there is some truth in there. So we have some belief, stronger belief than we at the lowest type. And then, a devotee with the highest type of faith has firm conviction as well as firm knowledge of the scriptures. So those are the different degrees of faith. And of course, again, within these degrees, as Jagadanand Prabhu is mentioning, they are not like exactly this is this much percentage sort of thing. It's a variation. So over the 9 stages of devotional service, then that level of faith changes. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually right after the couple of verses after the last verse that we read, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions, Shraddhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyama Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. So based on the faith one has, a devotee can be performs his devotional service in terms of they can be classified as topmost devotee, which is Uttama, or Madhyama, intermediate devotee, or inferior devotee. So it's based on their whatever the level of faith that they have. So I think in this morning's class, Atin went into a lot more details in terms of the Kanishta Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari and and Uttama Adhikari a little bit. So just a quick, what is the Kanishta? Did I already put it? Okay. Kanishta Adhikari. So it's a beginning level. So what is the faith, in terms of the faith, what do they have? It's not as strong and it can be changed. That's the main thing is disadvantage with the faith at that level is it can be changed easily. With somebody strong argues, so you go to somebody's house or somebody, why are you going to ISKCON? What is going on here? And I mean, this is more better or whatever. And it can easily change. And also in the Nectar of Devotion, it's described, there are 4 varieties of this Kanishta Adhikari level faith. And of course, on the knowledge side, because they don't have clear knowledge of the Shastra, because they're at the entry level. And also, but the most important thing here is if they get in contact with a Madhyama Adhikari or Uttama Adhikari, they are all immediately they can get elevated. So it's not like they have to take some time. So if they get in touch with any devotee who is at that level, they can be easily elevated to the higher platform. And of course, at this level, from a knowledge standpoint, they do not realize conclusions of the Shastra, but they have some understanding, some basic understanding based on what they heard, and that's why, I mean, it could they could easily be changed, easily changed. In the Nectar of Devotion, even if one has attraction and attachment for material things, if he gets faith in Krishna by association with Mahatmas, he can develop unflinching attraction to Krishna. So it basically, by the association of the Mahatmas, great souls, one may gain a little bit of attraction for the Lord. This is a sign of great fortune. So it can be easily changed. Even if they have material attachment, they can be easily elevated with the mercy of the Mahatmas. So what are the 4 varieties of Kanishta Adhikaris? Anybody? Artha, which is the distressed condition. So a person with in distressed condition, So in the example that was given is Gajendra. He was in distress, and so he immediately took the name of the Lord, and the Lord came and gave him. And the next one is Ardhardi, whose example, Dhruva Maharaj, actually, just I think a few minutes ago, Nityananda Pranaprabhu was mentioning. So he wanted, he wanted wealth. So when he met Narada Muni, basically Narada Muni said, you should forgive, as Prabhu was saying, but Dhruva Maharaj was like, no, I'm not taking that route. So, but because Narada Muni was so merciful, I mean, he immediately elevated Dhruva Maharaj into becoming a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord. So that's what we were talking about. And then the next one is Jignasu, the inquisitive. The example is Shaunaka. He was very inquisitive, but with the association of Suta Goswami, he immediately got elevated. And so the Jnana that is given is Kumaras, the four Kumaras, just simply by the association of the smell of the tulsi flowers, tulsi leaves on the lotus feet of the Lord, they got elevated. So the next level is Madhyamadhikari, or middle level. And again, the faith-wise, they are strong because they have they are firmly convinced. And they have, because they have also learned the scripture, they have Shastric knowledge. And they have, internally, they are very strong in their determination. And so that's why Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, and also Srila Prabhupada, asked us to be, asked us to be elevated to Madhyamadhikari position, so that we can go and give this compassion to all the fallen living souls in the society. And they have firm faith in the objective of attaining pure love of Krishna. The only, on the knowledge side, the only thing that they have to work on, or they need more emphasis, is basically they may sometimes fail in arguments based on the Shastra and an opposing party. So, but otherwise, I mean, they are the best, I guess, in terms of the how, from a preaching standpoint, that's the level for the firm faith. And then the next one is Uttamadhikari, which is the highest level, as we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. So the faith is strong, and they are convinced and can convince others. And they can also strictly, they strictly follow the rules and regulations under the training of a bona fide spiritual master with sincere obedience. And they can present conclusions with perfect discretion. They know perfectly the ultimate goal of life is to attain loving service to Krishna. And they can attain understanding on the basis of arguments and reason based on scripture. So they don't have the same disadvantage as the Madhyamadhikaris. So they can actually argue and they can defeat, as Atmanivedan Prabhu was saying this morning. So they have the capacity to defeat other opposing arguments. And they can also offer strong scriptural arguments against opposition. And now, I guess, we'll talk about how Srila Prabhupada inspires us in terms of what is his success, secrets for success. So anybody wants to, what kind of faith he had? How much, any examples that you can give? He traveled to America and his whole life is faith. Right, right. Yeah. Right. So he had firm faith in Krishna, and so one of the actually one of Srila Prabhupada's god brothers, Akinchan Das Babaji. So one time Akinchan Das Babaji, actually Srila Prabhupada considered him very dear. Akinchan Das Babaji, and he actually used to call him a Paramahamsa. So he had that much respect for this Babaji. And so one time this Babaji went to, there was another devotee or another god brother of Srila Prabhupada who was sent to West by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course he spent some time in the West, and then he came back because he couldn't succeed. And so this Akinchan Das Babaji is known for very straight shooter. I mean, he basically speaks on the face sort of person. So he went to the devotee. He asked the devotee. So Guru Maharaj, basically Srila Prabhupada, I mean, he called Srila Prabhupada, but because they also used to call Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. So Guru Maharaj actually sent you to West, and also he sent Swamiji also to the West. He also gave you the asked you to give the holy name, and he asked Swamiji also to give the holy name. And so how come Swamiji succeeded, and how come you didn't make one devotee also? And before that devotee answered, Akinchan Das Babaji basically gave his own answer. Because you didn't had the firm faith in Guru, in our Guru Maharaj, and in his in his instruction, and you didn't had firm faith in the holy name, that's why you were not able to succeed. And Swamiji had unflinching faith in Guru Maharaj and in his instruction, and that's why he was able to succeed. So you are correct. And so actually Srila Prabhupada writes in one of he mentions in one of his room conversations that, now I will say from my practical life, it is not pride. Actually everyone knows that my Guru Maharaj had thousands of disciples. So out of thousands of disciples, practically I am little successful. He is very humble also. He shows humbleness, how we can be humble. That everyone knows. Why? Because I firmly believed in words of my Guru. That's all. There may be many other God brothers, may be very learned and very advanced, whatever it may be, favored, and whatever it may be, favored. And everyone claims that I am the most favorite. So he, Srila Prabhupada had unflinching faith in his Guru Maharaj and his instructions. So that is, that's one thing that we can take away from this whole retreat. Another thing is, the potency of spreading Krishna consciousness is everywhere the same. That was experimented by me in your country, where I came alone without any support. And Krishna is so kind that he has sent me so many boys and girls like you. Lord Chaitanya said that every village and town on the surface of the world will know the message of the Sankirtana movement. This very statement affirms that in every village and town all over the world, there are many candidates who are awaiting this message. So Srila Prabhupada also had unflinching faith in the scripture. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Lord Chaitanya mentions, that he predicts that every town and village will have the chanting of the holy names. And so Srila Prabhupada had that firm faith in the scripture. So that is another thing. So the Guru and the Shastra, that we need to have firm faith and the Guru Parampara, and so that we can actually succeed. Because there is another, also there was another god brother of Srila Prabhupada, I think his initiated name is Adikeshav Das, Adikeshav Prabhu. And so he asked Prabhupada one time, Swamiji, you were a pharmacist in your Grihastha life. So you probably had so many formulas that you came up with. So what is your, do you have a secret formula? Do you have a formula for what propagating Krishna consciousness all over the world? How did you do it? And Prabhupada was like, yes, I had it. And he mentions the verse that yesterday evening, the Trunadapi Shunichena, Tarorapi Sahishna, Amanina Manadina, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So basically he just followed, that was his secret formula. So that's what he used, using the humbleness and the simplicity and also being able to Kirtaniya Sadahari, always have chanting the holy name, always have firm faith in the holy names of them. This is the last slide on this one. So in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna says, I, the soul of all beings, am not as satisfied by ritual worship, Brahminical initiation, penances, or self-discipline as I am by faithful service rendered to one spiritual master. So even Krishna is advising us to that we have to have, in order to for us to gain firm faith in our devotional, to elevate our devotional service, we have to have, we have to be able to do faithful service to our spiritual master. So that is the most important aspect of it. Then everything else will follow. Of course, you have, Srila Prabhupada was empowered, both in his own faith as well as in his ability to create faith in others. I mean, so the way he changed, I mean, within, there was actually the first time when he did his chanting in Tompkins Square Park, after, I guess, the following week or something, there was a newspaper in that area, and they published a story in the newspaper, basically in the front page, saying that there was basically a person who was killed in the nearby church, and so they made a statement that God is now dead. So they published it, and then later on, I guess after some investigation, they found out that basically that some of the preachers, some of the I guess the priests in that congregation, they actually mentioned that the God is buried. They said that somebody killed the God and they buried the God, and so they finally found the body, and when they exhumed the body, they found out that it's actually one of the PR person for that church, and they had some some issues with internally, and so they actually some people killed, and so it's and also after within that next week or something, there was a advertisement that was given in the New York Times by signed by many prominent personalities, Martin Luther King and Ronald Reagan, all these personalities. If anybody shows evidence of God, basically they wanted to see the evidence of God. And so, and of course, Srila Prabhupada, with all his firm faith in his Guru Maharaj's instruction and in Krishna, within 3 months, the Krishna conscious movement officially started. So he actually brought in so many devotees who are living different styles of life, and he brought all of them into Krishna consciousness within a short time frame. So it shows how empowered he is and in his ability to create faith in others. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, it mentions that Kalikalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tara Pravartana. So we, in the age of the Kali, in order to propagate Krishna consciousness, in order to propagate the holy name of the Lord, it has to one has to be empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe. Without the empowerment of Krishna's Shakti, it's not going to be possible. And of course, the main thing that Srila Prabhupada's secret for the success is he presented the philosophy of Krishna consciousness that made it attractive. and his life was true to his teachings. He lived the life of a true acharya, and he made it very attractive for everyone to follow. It is said that other faiths can teach us how to give up sin, but Srila Prabhupada actually taught us how to give up the root of the sin. So it's not only just superficial, but actually go to the root of the sin. That's what he taught us. And Srila Prabhupada on the faith, actually one time he was on a morning walk conversation. One disciple asked him, so Srila Prabhupada, I guess, so knowledge is not necessary for faith, but faith is necessary for knowledge? And so Srila Prabhupada answers, if a devotee, without any knowledge, he can become a devotee, if he has simply the faith. And the knowledge will automatically come if he has faith. So he says, they become automatically full of knowledge because they have strong faith. So faith is the most important aspect. I think this morning, as Radhakrishna Prabhu was saying, I mean, you can have so much knowledge in terms of the, I can quote any verse in the shlokas or whatever, but if you don't have the firm faith in the devotional service aspect of it, then you are not going to progress much. How does one particular person come to manifest faith and others do not? That was asked. It is because of purity. If we have purity, we acquire more faith and knowledge. But we must begin with faith. Because he was showing another devotee. He's faithful, therefore I help him to get knowledge. So same thing applies. If we are faithful, then knowledge will come, and with the faith and knowledge, we also gain purity. And it's kind of circular reference, because of as we increase more purity with our chanting and our sadhana and our vaidhi sadhana bhakti, then we'll also gain more purity, and thereby we gain more faith. So how to develop such faith? And Srila Prabhupada's instructions are, we have to be honest first on how much faith we may not yet have. So I think in the previous exercise, Nityananda Pranaprabhu made us all go through to assess our level of faith, where we are on the faith barometer. So it's first we have to be honest, because we cannot fake it. We cannot say, because it's not going to sustain. So we have to begin with who we are and what we can accept and work forward from there. So obviously, as I think Radhakrishna Prabhu was mentioning this morning's class, that from time to time, you have to push your faith level. That's the only way you can go to the next level of faith. And that's what the exercise, I think, in the previous session that we did in terms of the leap of faith, what are the instances, how we can go beyond the faith, what are the advantages and disadvantages. So, but we have to understand who we are first, and then we have to accept, so that we can accept and work from there. And we should not have official kind of faith or complacent faith or thoughtless faith. So thoughtless faith is like a blind faith. So we cannot get into the trap of blind faith or complacent. Oh, I'm good, Prabhu. I'm good, Prabhu, for what I have. So that's not also good. And also, we cannot kind of show something externally, but whatever we have internally is something different. So that's another trap that we should be careful about. With conscience and self-awareness, we should ask, how am I receiving this knowledge? Is it putting me to sleep? Is it inspiring me? Do I really, really believe it? So we have to constantly ask these questions to ourselves in terms of where we are, so that we can assess and how much, so we can be truthful to ourselves. And the initial faith that brought us to practices of Krishna consciousness shouldn't become a memory upon which we live. oftentimes when we start with something and then kind of we kind of stay low profile and try to, so that's not a, that's not good, because that we cannot say, oh, Prabhu, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I took the leap of faith and I did this, I did that. But the thing is, since then, what did we do? So it's a constant evolution, because as again, I'm trying to repeat this thing again. It's just the entire devotional service is basically dependent on different levels of faith. So we cannot just keep up with whatever the faith that we came to into Krishna consciousness, and we cannot just depend on that. And of course, what happens if we don't have that faith, or if we don't develop that faith to the next level? The Lord is harder than the thunderbolt for the wrongdoer, and softer than the rose for, according to Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. So in the case of Kamsa, I mean, he was like a thunderbolt. But in the case of Sudama, who has faith, and so he actually took care of him. So oftentimes, when we, along with the faith, we get doubts. So how can I trust this thing? How is this true? So what do we do with those doubts? Srila Prabhupada says that doubts are not useful for Krishna consciousness. We all know that. I mean, so it's not going to be, it doesn't elevate us to the, in our faith. And so don't allow our doubts to intimidate us. So what do we do? We actually, the best thing is to reveal our doubts to someone who can help us. So some senior devotee or our guru. So if it's better to clear those doubts the sooner it's possible, because otherwise they can actually hamper your faith. And also, you can also combat this doubt by cultivating knowledge. So you can actually, once you have the some level of faith, then you constantly try to acquire knowledge through bona fide sources, so that you can combat the doubt. That's the best way. Of course, faith plus knowledge will lift us from an unsure believer to someone fixed in convictions. So that's the combination that we are looking for: faith and plus knowledge. So by opening ourselves to scripture and least saintly persons, we can often find satisfying response. So any doubt that we might get, we should be able to get clarifications, and the sooner we can do, the better. Once Srila Prabhupada actually was, Srila Prabhupada says that, Sevon mukehi jivhado. By service only, you can understand God. Simply by service. There is no other way. So the faith begins from the tongue. So what does that mean? Faith begins from the tongue. By preaching? By chanting? By prasadam? See, some Prabhus have. So you can, so faith actually begins from the tongue. And one time, Prabhupada was in, having a discussion with some, I think, Christian priests, and they mentioned, they asked, so do you never get doubts? Prabhupada answered, doubts? Of course not. How can I be teaching if I have doubts? See, that's the kind of faith, firm faith that we need to aspire to. So how do we develop such faith? So a lot of these things that we have heard over the last couple of days. So how do we develop such faith? So one of the things is, don't think that our acceptance or rejection of certain points in the scripture either validates or invalidates those points. So if somebody says that Chitraketu Maharaj had 10 million wives, I mean, let's not try to question that. Or how Krishna actually traveled from Vrindavan to Barsana in during the day. I mean, it's like it takes us for hours to get there. So we have to have, by accepting or rejecting those matters that we read in the scripture or that we hear from saintly personalities, it's not going to invalidate those things. So we have to, so you may believe or not believe. That's a different thing. That's what Prabhupada says. Recognize our smallness in the face of truth. So we are such insignificant. We have such insignificant knowledge and we are such insignificant in the great scheme of things. So we cannot question or we cannot have those doubts. Faith begins with tongue. We already talked about with chanting and taking prasadam, right? Faith does not begin with mind. Of course, most people say that it begins with eyes because in the material world, everything about faith is evidence, right? You have to be able to see or you have to be able to prove things. But in the case of spiritual consciousness or in our devotional service, mind or eyes doesn't have anything to do with faith. By simply engaging tongue in Krishna's service, we can understand the highest truths. Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. So how do we, more points? Developing faith is not like developing a muscle. So we cannot just, I'm working hard, Prabhu, to develop my faith. I mean, that's not the way it works. You can make an endeavor to attain it, but it's ultimately the gift of God. So it's a mercy of the Lord. That's what even Guru Maharaj was saying this morning session. So only with the mercy of the Lord, we can attain the faith, or the next level of faith. And of course, mercy of the devotees. I mean, it comes through the Lord and devotees. When we prove our sincerity, we are given more of it, along with spiritual knowledge. So this is another aspect of it. In order to develop our faith, we have to be sincere. We have to, whatever we are given or whatever we are doing, we have to prove our sincerity. And the more we more sincerity, of more faith and more spiritual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada says that you are a sincere devotee, so Krishna will give you the intelligence to understand Bhagavad Gita. When we act in Krishna consciousness and receive good results from our practices, we feel blossoming of faith, trust and loyalty. So if we act in Krishna consciousness, we are automatically, if we are performing our devotional service with sincerity, automatically it develops. So what happens if we get some situation where Krishna may crush our ego and pulverize it and crush it to powder, make it into granules? Do we still continue to remain faithful to Krishna? That's good. I hope you are, when the situation arises, that we do, we all of us do that. I mean, so that's what, because it's, faith is usually tested. Either when we face adverse conditions, like when we have a pain or when we go through some kind of danger or duress or grief. So we all have to face that. When we are tempted by Maya, we were talking about Pishachi, right? So with a mood, so how do we accept such situation? So how do we act in such situations when our faith is tested? We rebel against it or? No, right? No, we have to take it with a mood of acceptance when we come across such situations. Basically, we have to feel that Krishna is acting for our own benefit. I mean, there is some benefit or something in it. So faith thrives in an environment of enthusiasm. I think somebody mentioned yesterday. Faith is not simply a belief of God, belief in God. It is actually an active interest to hear about Him. So the chanting and the hearing process, that's what develops our faith. So Srila Prabhupada says that your enthusiasm to serve Vaishnava should increase. Then your faith becomes stronger in remembering Krishna. So that's another way to develop our faith is by serving the Vaishnavas with great enthusiasm. So how do we get enthusiasm? It has to be based on love and not on the results. So because Prabhu, I did some service to you, what am I going to get it from? So that's not the way. It has to be based on I want to do this thing with love and trust, love and affection. And to build enthusiasm, we should associate with devotees who has that enthusiasm. Just like we have been hearing the whole week, the whole weekend, about basically in order to gain faith, we have to associate with devotees with faith. But in order to gain enthusiasm to develop that faith, also we have to associate with devotees who are enthusiastic. We must consciously place ourselves in situations that vitalize our Krishna consciousness. Faith shouldn't be something we once had and we accepted Krishna consciousness but haven't touched since. So it's not something that happened before kind of thing. The example is in the case of Bharat Maharaj. It says that Bharat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection for the Supreme, fell down from his position due to his affection for deer. Consequently, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attracted to many other things. So we have to constantly look for how to increase our faith. We cannot be complacent with wherever we are. Some more points. How to develop such faith? We can turn to Srila Prabhupada as an example. What did he do? He fought. He was like a fighter when he went to spread Krishna consciousness. He didn't take a no for an answer in any situation. He had firm faith in Krishna and in his Guru Maharaj's instruction. And so whatever the resistance that he came across, he was able to fight. And he was able to bring all of us into Krishna consciousness. And his successes and failures never dampened his faith. I mean, of course, before he came to West, I mean, he went to Jhansi and started the League of Devotees. And he was not able to succeed there. And even when he tried to come to the West also, he had to go through so much misery in terms of finding someone to bring get him here. So, but all those failures never dampened him, neither the successes that he had. He didn't take, okay, I had enough things and until the last moment that he was breathing, he was still translating Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was always in the mood of serving his guru and Krishna. He lived always in the reciprocation he received from Krishna. Whatever that reciprocation was, we can learn to do the same. Only to those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So that is from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Whoever has implicit faith in the Lord and the spiritual master. It's not that only by situation I'll take the instant master and I'll do this, otherwise I don't know. You have to have implicit faith. Then all the Vedic knowledge will be automatically revealed. How to reach such faith? We have to have Guru Nishtha, or the faith in the spiritual master first. Because that is the most important point in our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada says in one of the lectures that he had in Vrindavan, he speaks, all you young Westerners, you never study Vedanta, but you can surprise many so-called Vedantists how to understand Krishna. How it has become possible? Simply by your firm faith in your spiritual master and Krishna and chanting the Hare Krishna. That's all. Yasya deve para bhaktir yada deve tada gurau. This is the Vedic process. If we have firm faith in Guru and firm faith in Krishna, that's enough. Guru Krishna Krupaya Bhaya Bhakti Lata Bija, then you'll get the seedling of the Bhakti Bija. So that's what we need to have. So we need to take Srila Prabhupada, because he knows what's in our heart and he is the best doctor that we have. So we can actually, if we take our firm faith in Srila Prabhupada and our guru, then we are taken care of. I mean, he can cure all the disease that we have in our heart. Srila Prabhupada's mood also towards his Guru Maharaj was also one of exclusive devotion and attention. And actually, it is compared to how Srila Rupa Goswami had the firm faith, how he knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Because that's the only way that Rupa Goswami was able to reveal the heart of Chaitanya, because when they met, Rupa Goswami describes what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had in his heart, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like, how do you know all these things? And so the same thing that Srila Prabhupada had, the same conviction, same firm faith in his Guru Maharaj, and basically he had exclusive devotion and attention to his Guru Maharaj's instruction. So we have to also have that same level of the thing. And we have to at least aspire for it. It's said that we keep our hard-earned money in a fixed deposit in the bank, but we use credit cards to spend our money. And so it's the same thing. We keep our firm faith in the fixed deposit of the Lord, in the Lord's fixed deposit box, and then we chant every day to increase. Of course, in this case, we are not spending; we are actually increasing it by chanting every day. So there is a beautiful, nice prayer that we can meditate upon by Bhaktivinod Thakur. It goes like this: O Lord, I have fallen into this deep ocean, and instead of searching out for the infallible boat of your lotus feet, I'm trying to grab hold of the seaweeds floating by, thinking they will give me protection. But we have to have, we have to keep our faith in the Lord. Because of lifetimes of being in forgetfulness of the Lord and being accustomed to placing faith in our own efforts and intelligence, we fail to recognize that Krishna alone can give us protection. And we may try to look for some quick fix solution. So we have to try to avoid that. We have to try to think consciously how we can constantly increase our faith in our Guru and in Krishna, so that we can get the protection. Because they are the only ones who can give us the protection. And finally, of course, the final instruction of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In that same purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, one should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. So that's what we have to constantly meditate. We need to constantly meditate so that we can attain the same perfection and the same faith that Srila Prabhupada inspired us to gain, and so that we can progress in our devotional service. As Prabhupada Anugas, we have to understand what does Prabhupada wants from us. So, like so many devotees, when always they used to ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what do you want us from us? What can we do? And Prabhupada always, his constant answer was, what is that? Cooperation. Other than that, one more thing. Yes, but he wanted us to be
perfect.
Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. He wanted us to, because that was the primary instruction that he gave to all of them. He didn't ask for you do this service or you do that service. It's basically, if you become a devotee of Krishna, and if you always constantly remembering Krishna, then you don't have to, all other things will be accomplished in that same, with that same thing. So again, how do we, I think in the previous exercise, Nityananda Prana Prabhu mentioned, how do we assess where what's our faith, level of faith is. So I think several devotees have come up with some different various answers. But one thing, I guess, that was mentioned, Acharyas, is we should feel the gratitude and the obligation towards our spiritual master. That's one of the measurements that we can constantly think about in terms of what is the level of faith that we have. I mean, how are we following the instructions of our spiritual master? How are we showing our gratitude to our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada for all the things that he has done for us? So again, the primary instruction, of course, how do we get that firm faith is by chanting basically Kirtaniya Sadahari. That's what Akinchan Das Babaji was saying to other, because if we have the firm faith in our in the chanting of the holy names, and if we have the firm faith in the in Guru's instruction, then that should be sufficient. So thank you so much. I took a little longer than what I'm supposed to, so I apologize for the delay. But I think if anybody has questions, we can. Okay, we can. Yeah. So we, Mataji, we can. Oh, they are still getting ready, Prabhu. Or can I take some questions? Okay.
Prabhu, in one of your slides for Kanishtha Adhikaris, you had those 3-4 pictures, Artha and some other. I didn't get the words in that. You mentioned Gajendra.
Artha, Ardhadi, and Jignasu. And,
right. These are new words for me. Okay. So Gajendra, pastime you mentioned as Kanishtha Adhikari. So Gajendra was these all examples, 4 Kumaras. I think, I'm not sure, they are all pure devotees, because Gajendra was King Indradumna in his last life,
right.
And he was a very big devotee of Lord. Then how come we are categorizing all those in Kanishtha Adhikaris?
I think at this level, I think the example that was given was based on how mood of consciousness in that particular situation that they were looking for the Lord. Yes, he was a pure devotee of the Lord, or he was a great devotee of the Lord. But in this particular situation, Gajendra was, I mean, he forgot whatever he was doing before. So he was acting at the platform of Kanishtha Adhikari at that level. And so when he got into the situation with the crocodile, when he, in the distress, so when he called for the Lord, and when, as soon as he saw the Lord, then immediately he got whatever, he was elevated to the previous level that he was at. But in that particular lifetime, he was at that, with that, at that mood or at that level of consciousness.
One more thing. So can we add Gopa Kumar also in that category, because they also gradually became perfect?
Gopa Kumar or?
Gopa Kumar. And I don't know the previous lives of Gopa Kumar. I don't know that.
So, maybe not. Krishna is saying not. So we have to have.
But then Ashwini Kumar, how are they added?
Maybe not. Good question, Mate. I have to look up. I mean, I don't know exactly in those situations. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? I think Prabhu is ready. So we'll thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.